Just getting some static, so I'm gonna just mute all function. Okay. You know, a whole generation of kids, like that's, you know, when they return to like in-person contact, they're gonna try muting everybody around them. It's not gonna work so well. Yesterday we had started to talk about Kishem Shavarchan al Tova, Kachem Varchan al Ra, and the Mishnah had three, I think, massively important phenomena. Number one, the singular Mechayev. And we discussed, you know, that there are some, like the Radak and the Aruch HaShulchan, said, yeah, and a Chanami, when the Gemara expands on that, it says, the singular Mechayiv is L'kabelinu B'simcha, you know, that's exactly what it sounds like, and it's Tova, it's all really Tova, we call it Ra, but it's really Tova, and this is the Prazdor, V'chulei. Number two, that the Mechayiv is rooted in Avas Hashem, it sounds like a Daraisa. Ilan pointed out in the chat yesterday, which I could only get to Lema Freya. But as I anticipated, the Asmachta crew, the Pnei Yoshua, you know, says it's an Asmachta. Pnei Yoshua has every right to say that. But Pshuto is definitely that it's rooted in Daraisa, the Kiyum Daraisa, possibly, even if it's not a Chi of Daraisa in the absolute sense of the term. But maybe even that is up for debate. That's number two. And number three, that it's rooted in the world of Hoda'ah, which takes us back to our fundamentals of Brachos, I think is very affirmational of our presentation of the Perek altogether. Okay, so we have a shorter time. I want to give my Hakara Satov to my esteemed colleague, Mr. Vahedi, for being so thoughtful in terms of, you know, being willing to schedule and to pick it up, of course, with Shita Sarambam. If we have to do a little bit of hashlamos on Monday, that's fine. But of course, what we had set up in terms of Rashi yesterday was as a foil, that Rashi, despite the kishem and kach, and probably in light of some of the many concerns that we raised, you know, how would it be possible for a person to express, you know, simcha when they sustained, you know, a grievous loss, does read the Gemara to some extent, litzdadin, right? Al ha-pur'anus, Midas Puranas, what the expectation is, Belev Shalem. Okay, but we'll see, you know, how this gets played out. So first the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, and then we'll see a number of other perspectives. And then we'll return to what I like to call the pan view of the Rambam, if not today, then at least starting on Monday. Okay, so let's take a look at the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Maybe we will have just somebody who hasn't read for us recently. Avi? Go ahead.
Sure. Adayan ha'emes, kimo shiasa b'sha shivarech ha'tov ha'metiv. Uchimo she'omrim ha'chomim b'rov divreif kol ma de'ovid min shemaya l'tov.
Okay, so let's pause for a second right here. So, you know, the Rambam is saying barach shekivanta to who? And that last line?
Rashi.
No.
Radak.
No.
Rabbi Akiva.
Ben Sion Rotblat. That's the way Ben Sion Rotblat read the Gemara, is that the transition to Rabbi Akiva is the natural transition. He says that's that. He said, yeah, you know, Rotblat knew how to read the Gemara. That's exactly what the Gemara had in mind when it said, right, the mice of Rabbi Akiva, even though there are so many differences, right? Rabbi Akiva walked away unscathed, right? He didn't die or get taken captive. You know, his donkey did, his donkey did, and his hen did, and his candle was extinguished. But, you know, his, you know, Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam, but that's just a metaphor, right? You know, his soul candle was still burning, and yet the Rambam says, no, that's the whole point, is that you have to see these things as tov. And the Rambam frontally addresses the emotional struggle that this will entail, right? V'yichbosh kaso, that a person has to be misgaber over these very conflicted emotions, which are very natural, right? V'yetiv nafsho, Kishi Yavarech Dayan Emes, Kimo Shiyasa, Bishashi Yavarech HaTov Emetiv, without that struggle. So the Rambam is really opposite Rashi. It's not just a Kabel B'Leiv Shalem, but it's B'Simcha V'Leiv Tov. Okay? Kimo Shayu Amim HaChachamim, Rav Divrayim, Kol Ma David Min Shemaya L'Tav. Okay? And now that's an amazing, you know, speaking about taking the gauntlet and running with it. Okay, so Avi, go ahead. Another great line from the Rambam. This makes sense to people who can think logically, right? It's a davar sichli etzel balei haseichel, which is a quip. Yes, okay, go ahead. Okay, so this is now a fascinating l'shitaso. And you can challenge it from a variety of perspectives, but what's basically the Rambam saying here, on the, you know, in his expansive discussion of Koma da'avid rachmanu l'tava avid, he's saying the reason that this is true is because what, Avi? This is, again, l'shitaso.
It's like what he said in Mishnah Torah, because you can't judge, even if you know something's going to be bad in the future, brachos are objective.
Well, even more l'shitaso with what he said in the same, in Mikey?
How the future is inherently uncertain, and thus, while it might seem like it's bad now, you have no idea what's going to happen in the future.
You know, so it's really a shame that they associate the uncertainty principle with Heisenberg, right? So the Rambam obviously beat him to it. So the Rambam is saying that you never know how things are going to play out. So it would be jumping the gun, you know, to have any reaction. Now, with, you know, you could say then the Rabbi Akiva story, you know, but the obvious challenge, Ephraim, is that
Rabbi Akiva is pretty immediate, right? Like, he, you know, the next day that happens. But with us, you know, like, it's very hard to see, A, the results, and B, you know like when a person dies, you know, that's much harder.
Okay, yeah. The important part of what you said is the last part, right? Death is not reversible until Tchias HaMesim, you know? So, you know, it's a little bit of an incongruous kind of a situation. But be that as it may, right? Now, the Rambam says something really fascinating, which did not become the Minhag Nafots in Klal Yisrael, and the Rambam becomes an increasingly minority position. But Kimochein, Asru Aleihem HaShalom,
Laharbos Simcha Ubischok,
right, so he said, just like, you know, any kind of despair or anguish is not acceptable because you never really know how things are going to turn out, right? They don't like the opposite. The Chazal didn't like the opposite extreme either, of a person being marbe, besimcha uvischok, right? But a person should draw simcha, right, the highest simcha, from maisim tovim. Reminiscent of, frankly, another line in the Rambam. Which line does that certainly bring to mind, Ilan?
Simcha sheyismach adam v'asiyasa mitzvos uvavasakel avodah gedolahi.
Okay, very good. So definitely the simcha associated with mitzvos bichlal, but maybe even in a more direct, the Rambam says the great Levi.
On Yom Tov, the simchas Yom Tov that we learned. I don't remember the exact words, but specifically not with shichrus and with schok, rather with avodas Hashem. I don't remember the exact words.
Right, you're now getting really, really, really close. What does the Rambam say that the, you know, most rarefied form of simcha is not, you know, to, you know, enjoy oneself, but Yenison, you guys are all saying good things in the Rambam.
I think it's about Hilch Matan's Levium, sorry, Aniyim, that where also he says that by Purim, the Iker Mitzvah is not, the Iker Simcha doesn't generate actually from Sudo, but actually from Tas Levium. And I think he also says,
Mishnah Bonus. It's actually, yeah, Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, Perek Beis, towards the very end, Ein sham simcha gedola umifuara ela lesameach lev haniyim haumalim. There is no simcha that could compare to being misameach, those who are really in despair. So there you have it. All of you said important things, that this is, you know, something the Rambam would go on to develop later on in his life. Okay, v'ulam azharas akasov. Going back to the you know, the negative side of things.
V'ulam azharas akasov al hayagon v'hadaga kol kach hu giloi
galoi umefursam
galoi umefursam v'sfarim b'divrei hanivua shein tzarech l'daber alav v'zeh. Yichavin Adam Machshavato Vispal Lakel Lihios Kolmashi Avohu Ba'olam Hazeh Meira Umitov Siba Lahasig Alav Hatzlach Hamitit Umasha Amar Vietzer Tov Vietzer Hara Rotzalomar Lahashiv Alibo Ahavat Hakel Aminbo Vafilu Bishat Ha'ibra
Ha'evra
Vahakas Vahaf Shekolze
Inyan. Okay. And now finally, Rotzalomar.
Bichol inyan shiavo.
So we'll focus mostly on this last line for now. There's a lot to be said for in the middle, where basically the Rambam says our reaction to events that might be quote unquote good or bad for us in a very earthly sense should be to try and utilize them for the Hatzlacha Ha'amitis, which basically means the Rambam, for the Rambam Yediyas Hashem, and trying to draw ever closer to God. So we should have this kind of meta reaction to events and allow ourselves to process it in ways that highlight and sharpen our understanding of Hashem. Very high bar. So then he comes back in the end and he says, and I'll tell you what it means when it says, you know, Bechol mido mido shehum odeid lecha, Rotzalomar Bechol inyan sheyovo acha shevachehu vehodehu. From the language of shevach vehodah, that we should give hodah on everything, not just mida tova, but midas poranos. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, right, lays down the ultimate gauntlet, and he gives his own mechanistic explanation. Again, it's not the same as the Aruch HaShulchan's because it's just a prose door anyway. So why would you, you know, emphasize, you know, its occurrences too much? The Rambam is actually this worldly focused for the most part here in this passage. And what he says is, look, you know, everything that Hashem gives you, you never really know its full meaning in the present anyway. And the ultimate reaction has to be always to think about what this means relative to Hatzlacha Ha'amitis Yediyas Hashem. Okay, so the Rambam admits that people might find this emotionally challenging, Yichbosh Ka'aso, but this is exactly what's required, Shabchehu Vehodehu Shevach Vehoda'a on it all. That is Shitas HaRambam. Okay, just, I don't know how much we're really going to realistically get in, but let's at least establish the Ra'ah, Rabbeinu Yonah, if not the tour, and then, you know, I think we'll try to leave a few minutes for the questions as well. Okay, so the Ra'ah, again, Chachmei Sfarad, the contemporary of the Rashba, frequent interlocutor of the Rashba, right after the Ramban. So the Ramban's tree branches off into the Rashba and the Ra'ah, to the Ritva in the next generation. Okay, Avi, go ahead. Perish Mistabra,
the time of the Milsa, Perish Daf Shenida Shemishpa Helokim Tzedek Emes.
Kale Muna Ve'en Avel.
Kale Muna Ve'en Avel. Benatz Digalinu Dino Ba'ava. Mikol Makom, Ma Makom Lesimcha.
Right. So the Rebbe is asking the question, right? We'll be matzdik esadin, that I can get, but mamakom lesimcha, right? That's the challenge.
Ve'alze ba'u divrei rabbeinu she'yisurim tachlisam tachlisam miroka avonos v'yishlo lismoach shemarik Hashem avonosav v'yisurei olam hazeh v'sachas zeh zoche t'tach zeh zoche l'idon hanitzchi sherega echad mimenu k'cho chayai v'hanas olam hazeh v'yum de'in ish ba'aret asher yaseh tov v'lo yechata.
All right, so I use this as a contrasting point with the Rambam, is this orientation is internally completely coherent and entirely predicated on a singular idea. Again, the question is, he said, either way we'll be matzik esadin. We can't question the judgments of the Ribono Shel Olam, as President Lincoln said, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether, quoting from Tanakh. But in any event, the point is that how can you have simcha? And he says, the answer is obvious. What's the source of simcha? Is that you just got the greatest bargain in the world. What was the bargain? L'shitas hara'ah? Ezra, Baron?
I mean, you'd be
back indoors, fleeing the, you know, temperatures. Not very hardy of you there, Ezra. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but basically you're saying that you're getting a kapara now, you're getting these bad things now, basically in exchange for getting a little up.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, right, you're going to get your comeuppance either, you know, in this world or in the next world, right? So in the next world, you'd be paying, you know, for all eternity, right? As some of you in the senior shiur today with Rabbi Adler, you know, in terms of the psak of the Munsi Bezdin and Hasagas Kavul, that you have to pay fines from now until, you know, Yemos HaMashiach, as it was written. So, you know, you'd be paying for longer, for all eternity, right, Ezra? Or you could suffer here and now and get the greatest bargain of all time because you paid down your chet, ein adam asher, you know, ba'aretz asher lo yechta. There's nobody who is entirely blameless, so better to get your kapara here. And that's not just tzedek hadin, but that's downright a cause for
Simcha,
right? So this is the orientation. Again, it's not just, you know, what the Aruch HaShulchan said is prosdor and traklin, but he's providing, you know, much more detailed explanation of how this is all supposed to work and how it's all supposed to cohere together. Okay, so let's just try to get one more perspective. Then we'll at least have for the day, you know, the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayos at the least, at the very least, in addition, the Ra'ah and Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, so let's just establish Rabbeinu Yonah, and then I'll leave the last few minutes for some questions. And again, I apologize that we can't go longer today, but people do have to balance their competing influences here. Okay, so Rabbeinu Yonah.
Masnisen, Chai Vadam Levarach Al-Ra, Kishim Shavarach Al-Tov Vekule, Kimosh Levarach Al-Tov Besimcha, Vituv Levav, Kach Yishlo Levarach Al-Ra Besimcha, Ulkaba Musar Abore, Besaver Panim Yathos, the Yakshov, Kiakol Kabaras of Onosar.
Okay, so Rabbeinu Yonah, by the way, who is a generation just above the Ra'az, the Mechutin of the Ramban, so he uses similar language, but there's one important difference, I think, between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ra'ah. Now, Sefer Panim Yafos, obviously he's quoting from Shammai, means to accept it, you know, with, you know, not again, just, you know, to say, you know, this is terrible, but to put on, you know, a good face about it. And it's Musar HaBore, right? It's the discipline, it's the Yisurin for sure. He's Kapara oriented, but what might you say is the nuance between the Ra'ah and Rabbeinu Yonah? I'm trying to get you to think about two very similar shitos, but from a very subtle point of view, what would the difference be? Maybe somebody we haven't heard from yet today. David?
Well, the Ra says that it's for someone to go to Olam Haba, but Rabbeinu Yonah just says it's Mechaper. It doesn't say Olam Haba.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And it is the more toned-down language. Excellent, David. So, and it is the Simcha of the Ra'a, right, which is, you just got the greatest bargain in the world, right? The Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't put it along those lines. And he says, a person should accept it, b'simcha v'tov lev, because we don't want to be in a state of sin in front of him. So one can even take, what I'm trying to articulate, is that one can even take a kapara perspective qua olam hazeh and say, look, this may be yisurin, but I should accept it, not just accept it in terms of it's just, but I should accept it, b'sever panim yafos, because, I don't want to exist in a state of sin, lefanav ella, I'd rather be in a state of tahara and nikios from a spiritual point of view. So again, one doesn't need to be other world oriented to adopt a kapara kind of perspective. Admittedly, if you do, you'll get further down the simcha, spectrum, because you'll say, wow, this was just the most far-reaching bargain I could have ever imagined. Okay, so all right, so let's hold it up here in terms of the material, because I don't want to do short trip to the tour and the Bach and Kal Vachomer, the Rambam's articulated views in the Yad. Just kidding. Kiv, I think, had his hand up since attendance, and then Ephraim and Levi.
So, can I get two questions in?
Kedarkecha b'kodesh.
Okay, so first, I guess this is more of a ha'ara, but is it possible that Rashi is revamping the Hava Amina in the Gemara, in that he's bringing it back to the realm of brachos? So he says, we're saying, the Gemara originally suggested through our quote-unquote brisker Hava Amina that you were going to make the same exact bracha. So then the Gemara says, no, that's not possible. But Rashi's saying, "Kablinu b'simcha." We're still on the topic of bracha. So no, you're not going to make the same bracha, but the emotional state has to be the same. So he's preserving the Hava Amina in a sense, but obviously the Mishnah already said we can't make the same text, or we have to be in the same mindset.
Again, it seems more focused on explaining what lekablinu besimcha would mean uniquely with midas puranos as opposed to mida tova. He says, I have to tell you what this means in terms of midas puranos, because it means kipshuto be mida tova. It means simcha, exactly what you would expect, right? It's sort of like the Gemara, the Rashi on daf chavavim and beis. Remember we talked about that Rashi, Ilan?
And it says it in the Braisa.
Right.
Like,
when we talk about Tfilos Avos Tiknum, he says, Kedektani Bebraisa Lekamei, to explain, it's not really a normal Takana, but Tfilos Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, he doesn't have to say that, right? It's just the Anshei Knesses Hagedola. Okay, back to Akiva.
And then also, just in terms of the Chiluk between the Ra'a and Rabbeinu Yonah, is it possible that they're kind of speaking to different audiences? I just say that because it reminds me of, in Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal talks about how for people who are like at the top, the very smart people who are Ovdei Hashem and Tmimim and whatever, so those people have a different method than the people who are the Hamon Am, or the people who are a little bit below. And the people who are a little bit below have to focus on Olam Haba and saying, when I get to Olam Haba, look how much less I'm going to be. And that's why I should be Zahir and Zaris in this world. But people who are Osel Lishma, so they realize that in this world, I can't stand for a second in front of Hashem, not being Naki, not being Zaris, not being Zahir. So is it possible that you could use the same Chiluk? Rabbeinu Yonah saying, okay, so for the people who are at the top, so they have an orientation where I have to be in front of Hashem, like Rabbi said, Naki, and Kaparas Avonosav in this world. But for the people who are a little lower, so they have to start thinking about Olam Haba. When I get to Olam Haba, I don't want to miss out on the experience of Olam Haba.
Beautiful. I like that very much. Some, Olam Hazeh orientation, I think, is, a very important orientation. So that's, I think, beautiful. Ephraim and Levi.
I was going to ask, I know the Rambam says that in terms of, like, if someone dies in your family, so there's actually an issur to do that. Bibus yoser midai. And I guess that makes sense with what the Rambam is saying here, that you have to have the perspective that, that really everything will work out for good. But then if so, so then why isn't there an issur of being misabel for your life and yoser midai?
I missed the last line. Can you just say the last line one more time?
Doesn't the Rambam say for Yerushalayim? There is no problem being misabel yoser midai. But if really the Nevi'im and Tanakh is being matir us to not have right excessive daga, excessive tzara and yagon, then why would there not be an isser involved?
Oh well, so the you're absolutely right. This last part of Perek Yud Gimel and Hilchos Avel, where the Rambam talks about the balance between not being misabel kol ikar as a form of achzarius. And spiritual complacency, because, you know, yidagu kol achem, yidagu kol achabura. Right before that, the Rambam talks about, you know, the importance of not being misabel yoser midai. By the way, his language there, I'm just going to pull it up for a second, is very telling, because it's not just the fact that the Rambam says you can't do it, which is so striking, but the Rambam reflects the idea that it's an error, like a philosophical error, to do so. Al yiskasha adam ameso yoser midai, shenem al tifkul ameso v'al tanudu lo, kelomar yoser midai, shezeo min hagol sho'olam, v'al mitzar atzmol min hagolam hareza tipesh. Right, so the Rambam uses the language of a foolishness, right, that there's a certain categorical error that a person is making. So I'm glad that you referenced that. In terms of Yerushalayim, I think that the point, it's a hiya nosenes, Ephraim. The whole idea is that you're not miming Isabel for sticks and stones and for the bricks, but for the reason that it happened. In other words, the whole point is that, the speaking of the Hatzlacha Amitis, it reflected how far a person had strayed from the proper relationship with Hashem, right? Ad kidei kach, that this is what was necessary to redirect us. So you're not being misabel etzim ve'avanim, but you're being misabel, right? This the spiritual harm that led to that, right? So he anosenes, and you know, benigud to what the Rambam says in Yud Gimel of Avel, what I just read, the minhagol sholam, right? Everybody had to die at some point. That doesn't necessarily reflect, right, the terrible, you know, catastrophic spiritual state of affairs, right? Yes. Right, right. Ro'oi lefikach, the lefikach in Hilchos Tshuva, of ro'oi lekonen, amasa v'umasha gimala l'nafsho ra'a. You know, I love that line. In other words, what you did to yourself. Okay, let's give Levi the last word.
My question was about the Shitas Ra'a. Doesn't he kind of undermine himself because he go in the opposite direction? Why should I be happy when something good happens then? I shouldn't be sad when something bad happens, because, you know, better here than Olam Haba. When something good happens, it's worse here than Olam Haba.
Yeah, great question. So some Rishonim do take that point of view. Other Rishonim, and possibly the Ra'a, I'm not familiar with whether or not he ever wrote on the topic, actually make an exemption and say that when it comes to Dvarim Tovim, you know, Karen Kayemes Bolam Azab, Kiperas Bolam Azab, excuse me, Karen Kayemes Lolam Haba, is you need not assume that this in any way compromises your Chelek in Olam Haba. I didn't hear Levi's last cabin, but okay. All right. So guys, I'm sorry that we couldn't go any longer today. I would have loved to be able to get through all the Makoros, but we have to be team players. And,